Well, I got to the end of the road, burning bridges wherever I go. But I promise you this, I am getting my kicks. So fuck you, this is my bucket list. Well, I got sick of living life, counting down to get from.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Kathleen Me is a Hot Mess. It is the May long weekend. I didn't even realize it was the May long weekend. I think once you stop working in a real job, like where you get benefits and you work 9 to 5 and you look forward to the weekend, then you stop realizing that weekends exist, because I always work on weekends. But now this weekend, I didn't really do anything. I had drinks. I walked my dog. I hung out. Usually, this is like when I was partying May long weekend, which I would have still liked to have done, but it just got away from me. But I used to go to this thing called Rugby Fest in Edmonton, which is basically just like the most ridiculous keg party. I didn't play rugby then. I never played in the Rugby Fest. I always just showed my athletic ability in beer drinking. And I remember how much fun I would have at those things, but now I can't even imagine anything that would be worse than being in a field with a bunch of drunk rugby players puking in the same giant garbage. I'm growing up. I'm becoming an adult. But I'm not going to be a boring adult. I don't have the skills to be a boring adult. I don't have the skills to get a real job. It's not anything that's going to happen. I don't want to be a real adult. I'd just rather be a fun person. Although a fun person is much harder to pay the bills. Way harder to pay the bills. And it's been a really shitty summer work-wise. I don't have a lot of gigs. It's very terrifying. But you just figure things out. I think I'm going to have to apply for a fucking job. But I'm going to apply somewhere fun and cool. And hopefully that works out. Also, I'm a 36-year-old woman and my father is giving me his old van. So I'm going to be an owner of a minivan. I'm very excited. I know a lot of 36-year-old women wouldn't be excited. They would feel like that is them giving up. I feel that I could become a dog walker now. my dad offered it to me. My dad's hilarious because he offered it to me and I said, oh my God, that would be amazing. Yes. And then continued to go on for about 20 minutes trying to sell it to me. And I'm like, no, I said yes. And he keeps on, well, it's a 2000 Toyota Sienna XLE. So it's top of the line, got 180,000 kilometers, no air conditioning. So that might be a downside. I mean, you could install it or something. I'm just sitting there thinking, no, you're giving me a free van that works and is in good condition. I don't give a fuck. I'm very excited. So I'm going to be heading to Edmonton. I'm just flying to Edmonton and then I'm leaving with the van. So no shows, just driving back to Vancouver in a minivan, bringing Eugene with me. My mom might come visit. Who knows? It'll be fun. It'll be exciting. Sorry. I guess for my Canadian comic of the week, I definitely would love to plug somebody who's been on the show already. And he is a really nice guy, very funny. He's really done a lot with his album, which has been cool. It's Kevin Banner. He has an album called Dreamboat on 604 Records, and it's coming out on vinyl this week, which is very exciting, coming out May 25th on vinyl. So go check it out. Go find out about Kevin. He is a sweet guy. He proposed to his girlfriend, fellow comedian Fatima Dore. And then also, other people, it seems like May long weekend is like the week is bigger than Valentine's Day or Christmas for engagements. Six people on my fucking Facebook got engaged, and three people who were dating for a year at least made it Facebook official. You make it Facebook official over a year. I mean, that's, I don't know. I don't think I would appreciate that. A year? What do you gotta hide? What do you gotta hide? But so Dino Archie proposed to his girlfriend. Cameron proposed to Fatima. And then all these people that I kind of know got engaged. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then on this week's podcast, we have... this is his third time on the podcast, technically. He was on early, but he's never been on just himself. James Kennedy is my guest, and he was on the Kanye West episode with Chris Griffin, and he was also on an episode with his beautiful girlfriend, now fiance, Sophie. It's so funny because I feel like in my 20s, none of my friends were getting married because I'm friends with comedians, and comedians don't commit to shit, and it takes us a lot longer to figure shit out. So now all my comedian friends are getting engaged and married, and it's very, very weird. But we talk about engagements on this podcast, and poor Adam was on the deck with us. Poor Adam. I don't know why he sticks around, because I'm crazy, but I'm very lucky that he sticks around. And don't look for engagements anytime soon, but we're not breaking up anytime soon either, because I love him and he's been a life changer for me. And I know he'll hear this because he listens. Thank you for listening. I never know what to say on these stupid intros. I don't know what to do anymore with anything. Everything's so up in the air. Who knows what's going to happen? Do you ever think about that? Do you ever think about where you're going to be in a year? And it's only 12 months. But last year at this time, completely different place, completely different person. And it's only been a year, and so much has changed. It's crazy. It's crazy what happens in your life and how fast time goes by. And I don't know. It's a weird, think about it. Think about where you're going to be in a year. Tweet at me where you think you're going to be in a year. Kathleen_McGee. I would love to hear it. I don't know where I'm going to be in a year. Hopefully still doing comedy. Hopefully still doing this podcast. Hopefully in this house with Adam and my dog. And hopefully my album will be up. Because I'm not going to be a self-conscious idiot. Oh my God. I can't believe how stupid I'm being about this stupid album. I went to go and listen to it again. And I couldn't listen to it. Does anybody out there have like any tips on how to not be a fucking idiot? I will release it. It will come out. I promise. This week on the podcast, hilarious comedian James Kennedy. He just went to Bali and Indonesia with his now fiance Sophie. And I really think it's important for comedians to do things other than just comedy all the time, because you will not experience life, and then you will have nothing to talk about. You know how Ari disappeared? I guarantee you he just wanted to go and live his life and do some shit to find more material. That's what we have to do, is find material. If you do the same thing over and over, you're just going to have a bunch of jokes about getting drunk and doing comedian things. Live your life. Go to the wedding instead of doing the shitty one-nighter show. Do stuff. Go see your parents. Hang out with a friend from high school. Go and travel. It's so important. As a comedian, if you're not living life, you're not going to have anything to say. So fucking awesome for James that he went and did this. And now, of course, he's like addicted to traveling, because once you leave, you're just like, holy fuck, that was such a great experience. So he has great stories. This was a really fun podcast. We got a little stoned and a little tipsy. So there's some times where I pronounce words very poorly. But that's just me. So thank you guys always for listening. Huge shout out to Jake for producing this podcast. And I'm getting merch online soon, very, very soon. So you're going to have to check out KathleenMcGee.ca. I'm trying harder and harder to become a business and not be so lazy. Because things don't just come to you. You have to work, which sucks, but you do. Go to iTunes and wherever you listen to us, give us a high rating. Tell your friends about this podcast. The more people listen, the more chance that we could get a sponsorship and maybe I could make money. What? Thank you so much for listening. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Kathleen_McGee. Be my friend. I love you guys. I really do. And I know some people are like, is she going to start crying? She hasn't cried in a long time. I'm not going to start crying. I don't need to cry. I'm very happy. A little frustrated with some things, but very happy. Thank you for listening. And here it is. Me and James Kennedy on my back deck. Deck, not dick.
Shorty heading down, good lord. Baby got him open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the town. Getting paid is a forte, each and every day.
No. Wait. Hurts the word, spins the verb, loves it because of that. Oh, I'm just trying to, because you know, that's your song now when it this
is
starts.
It?
Well, it used to be, whatever. But the last episode, it was No Diggity.
Oh, yeah, I remember that because I was walking along and I don't produce it. I just set it off and Jake does whatever he wants to it.
So I figured I'd sing the songs to screw him up. So now he has to sync it up.
But then I screwed it up by asking you a question too fast.
No, it's fine. Cause now he could just not do it and it'll still be funny.
What if he chooses a different song? Then everyone's gonna be like, yeah. What the hell? But I was walking along. I was just like, yeah, No Diggity, Kathleen. Yeah. Toxic.
And it was like a slightly different version. I think
it was probably a version that you could use for free.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
Is it Jake or is it Adam that does it?
Adam who?
I thought Adam Ruby somehow played a part.
Oh, he helps Jake. Adam Ruby's been helping. So has Ben Cannon. They're like, Jake's like training all these guys to do all this cool shit, which is awesome. Which is what this industry needs. Like, I've just realized like recently just how like behind the times in technology. I've always thought I was pretty caught up with stuff, but now I'm just like, no, people have like little tiny poster maker.
Yeah, I don't know anything. I suck at computers so bad.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, I need to get a job. Maybe I'll temp. So I went and looked on the temp website. I'm like, are you proficient in this? Are you proficient in that? I'm like, well, like 10 years ago when I finished business school, I was. But now I just want to answer some phones and get paid.
And you see now people like do like spreadsheets. They don't even, like, you don't use the mouse.
Yeah.
Like they just do, they know all the shortcuts. So like it's control ES. And I'm like, well, that's... There's no way to catch up now.
I can't ever do anything but comedy then, because I'd go.
You got your mouse and you're clicking, doing spreadsheets. Like, yeah, you're gonna have to go 18 times faster than that. And you're like, click, click, oh, damn, and trying to double click the line, and they're all just like,
oh my god, I was gonna lie and say, yeah, I know Excel, and then watch you go in and do like a test or something, and you're just like, where's the sum button?
Yeah, I heard like in Wall Street and stuff, like the guys will come by and cut your mouse cord if you use a mouse. As like
oh,
a thing,
really?
like you got to learn the
that's
shortcuts.
That's the new mean thing they do to make just, you like, tough
new,
on the stocks.
Yeah, you're a new guy. All right, no mouse. You better learn the shortcuts.
Yeah, and back when like Michael Douglas was in there, he would be like, he would break your pencil if you weren't using your mouse.
Yeah.
Like, give me that fucking pencil. You got to earn this, and you got to want this.
Yeah.
Coffees for Closers. That's a different show, I think.
Staying up all night. Just how do you make it double click?
Yeah. My mom went and saw Boss Baby and loved it.
Oh, really?
It kind of is a segue because we were talking about Wall Street. Have you seen it?
I saw the trailer for it.
Is the baby the boss of what kind of company?
I just saw the trailer and I was like, this is offensive. Like, I don't like anything about it.
Did the baby fuck his secretary?
I hope not.
I hope he doesn't fall in love with his secretary because that would be disgusting.
Yeah. It looked so bad.
But everybody that I've seen this, they are always ashamed, but they're like, it's kind of good.
And I know it's like whatever, but I saw it and I was like, oh, come on. Does it always have to be a white straight dude? Like, that's what I kind of saw.
James.
Yeah, I was like, can they had
haven't
a
you benefited enough that, to know that, yes, it always has to be a white
that's
straight
actually
dude?
The first time I saw one, I was like, come on. Really? Does it have to be? This is the whitest movie ever. It's about a boss baby, like business suit, douchey white guy.
It's like a Madea movie for white people.
Yeah. But
does that make sense?
But I think
or does that
like
just sound
35%
bad?
On Rotten Tomatoes or something.
Yeah, but sometimes I like to go see the movies that are on Rotten Tomatoes. One of my favorite activities is to go and find the 1-star movies on Netflix and watch them.
And just, are you always disappointed?
Oh, always. I'm like, what did you do that for, Kathleen? Yeah. Every time I do that, I'm like, I watched this one about like this. Like,
one of your favorite things to do is to disappoint yourself.
Yeah. Hello, how do you not know me? Please. I think we're better friends than that, James. I love disappointment. Yeah. That's why I do everything that I
gonna
do.
This is going to be awesome. 30 minutes in. Fuck.
But I always am like, maybe it'll be like one of those quirky, weird things that no one else gets. And I'm like, yeah, no, this is terrible.
I feel very confident in Rotten Tomatoes and then like cult pick favorites.
Yeah.
If they're like, oh, man, you got to see this movie. And it's got 50%. But it's like everyone's like, it's just a cult classic. I can
get you can get
that.
Behind it.
But if it's a low rating and there's no like sub fanfare or whatever for it, then it's always shit.
Do you have a movie that you love that everybody else hates? I'm trying to think if I have one like that. I have one that I hate that everybody else seems to love.
What's that?
Unbreakable. The M. Night Shyamalan movie.
I just know his name is Mr. Glass.
Yeah, it's just to me it was just like I was just the whole time I'm like, I think I was in the theater for that movie, and in the middle of it there's this scene where so this guy, I'm going to just tell it to you. This guy, like, turns into a superhero.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
And so anyway, so
he
then
he gets hit by a train and he survives. I know this all because of Kanye West, but go on. I'm not going to do it. I was just
saying,
it's the only reason I know the thing. Unbreakable, call me Mr. Glass.
Okay,
I don't think that's the only reason I know.
Way to weasel him in, James.
Yeah,
I'm
not
going to
bring it up.
So he, like, so this is one point. He's saving all these people in the city, and then there's, like, a news story about him. And, like, it wasn't Haley Joel Osment. It was like a poor man's Haley Joel Osment that was in it. It was not him. It was like some other young, cute, precocious kid actor.
Yeah.
And there's a scene where he's holding up this thing and the kid looks at the thing and realizes it's his dad that's the superhero. And it's probably one of the most awkward and worst acted scenes I've ever seen. Like, he basically just looks at Bruce Willis. And then Bruce Willis just starts to nod. And I literally remember in the theaters, I literally went, oh, come on!
Yeah.
I screamed. It was a full theater.
My movie that I hated that everyone loved was Gravity.
That one, I wouldn't say I loved it. It was pretty good.
I hated it so much. Yeah.
Because it was all about a woman and not a white
man.
No, because
I feel like the script, because I like dialogue, and I feel like the whole script to that movie was,
The Never Watch. What's that one? No. Never, if you like dialogue, never watch. It was like a
Revenant.
Sophia.
The Revenant, too.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio won an Academy Award for...
He deserved an Academy Award, even if it wasn't for that movie. It was for something else. What are you doing up there? Look, he's up on the deck up there. My dog has moved apartments on us. He's now on the second balcony. Eugene! No, he's being the worst. Can you go... Please. My son is usually well behaved, but he had too much sugar today and tequila. I spilled a tequila drink and he drank it. I didn't give it to him. But that was just so funny. He's just up on the deck. I should get a picture of this to show everybody.
He's got like now he's got a good viewpoint.
Oh my God. That view up there is amazing. It's a really nice view because we have like all these
Look
power
at that
lines.
Sunset tonight too.
Eugene.
This is great for the listeners.
Eugene.
Oh yeah. Let's paint the pictures.
I think my listeners know.
I know. It's my favorite part when the dogs interrupt.
Oh, yeah. It's a signature move on the Kathleen McGee's Hot Mess podcast. You know, like some comics do certain things. I let my dogs interrupt.
Hey,
everything.
How's it going?
That's my landlord, Chris. This
Hi,
is
Chris.
James. We're just doing a podcast. Working out on the. We power washed this patio.
It looks great.
Remember I told you?
Yep.
I loved power washing. I tell you that I would love to do that as a job? If there's anyone in Vancouver that needs some power washing, get at me.
You have to get a power washer.
I could rent one or something.
I got some power washing.
Do you have a power washer?
I have a power washer and I have some power washing work.
Well, then why did you tell me to get one? You could just give me a power washer to use.
It's the most gratifying job, but only when it's nice out.
Yeah, I guess. Can you do it?
You can
when
do it in
rainy?
The rain. It's fine.
Yeah,
but
I guess so.
It's just not nice. It's nice when you can wear flip flops and shorts.
That's what I did
even
wear.
Even though you get your legs all dirty.
I nearly broke my hip. I was because the deck had like scum on it, right? So it was all slippery, and I had these foamy flip flops on. And I did one of those falls where you're like, I'm falling, and you feel like you're falling for 5 minutes. Like, I was just like, whoa. It was like a cartoon, like, whoa, 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 whoa. And then I looked over, and Adam is just sitting down.
Smiling,
but also looking like he had a smile, but a concerned smile. And then I literally, like, was watching him. I'm like, I'm falling. I think I'm falling. Oh, I'm falling. And then I fell hard. Real hard.
Was it like a reflect on your life fall where you're just like, oh.
If I had maybe hit my head.
Yeah.
The only time that's ever happened to me was when I was in Halifax and I was carrying 2 or 3 pizzas and I slipped in a snowy parking lot and hit my head. But all the boxes landed on top of me and now the pizzas got disturbed. But I was just like lying there. I couldn't get up. I was so dizzy and I was like, I don't want to dying in Halifax in a parking lot with pizza on top of me. That's just like too stereotypical, Kathleen. that's just like too predictable.
Yeah,
I want my death to be unpredictable and exciting. All right. What were we talking about before those fucking dogs? Before King of the Castle up there.
That was pretty dope, though. I like the way Eugene puffs his chest out.
He does puff his chest out like he's a bulldog.
Yeah, or he's like a roid monkey at the beach.
We should get him like a bra tank top.
Yeah.
like
a real slinky tank top that's midriff exposing.
Oh, I'll draw abs onto him.
Yeah.
That would be so much fun. Oh, yeah, movies. So, like, yeah, so you like Gravity.
No, I hated Gravity.
You didn't like Gravity.
And The Revenant. Both of them. Like, I don't go to movies for visuals. I go for good, I love dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Love,
oh, that's the movie.
Like, so, my favorite movies are, like, There Will Be Blood and Pulp
there's
Fiction.
There's a lot of dialogue.
And
what about Juno? Did you like that pretentious dialogue in Juno?
I don't remember being overwhelmed by Juno. I think it's Juno. Yeah, they filmed it in my hometown.
Really? Porco Quitlam, where all the teens are pregnant?
Yeah, they go to a grocery store. They go to Honey and Milk, which is down the street from like one block from my where I grew up.
Oh, crazy.
And it's like so weird. They go into the convenience store that I went to every single day for 18 years.
Yeah, the dialogue in that movie was just like too pretentious for a high school teenager that gets
herself pregnant.
Oh, that's
like 13 Reasons Why. Have you watched that?
I haven't watched. I've watched one episode and then I fell asleep.
It drives me nuts because like the first episode starts off with like a Mexican guy with a neck tattoo and an old car, and then he puts on but he only listens to cassettes, and then he puts in a Joy Division tape.
Oh yeah, you were mad about how Joy Division is around too much in that
show. And then there's another character and he's got a Joy Division poster in his room, and I'm just like, all right, producer, I know you have a favorite band, but
yeah,
this show takes place in 2017. I hate when people shoehorn shit. Like, this is not realistic.
But I mean, kids in my high school loved the Beatles and the Stones. They were into that.
Yeah, and that's still.
And some there's
but
always
Joy
a movie,
Division,
or like was that the Joy Division? But like the Wallflowers movie. Have you watched that movie? Something's of a Wallflower. Really good. And they have a lot of. I almost said The Clash. It's not. It's the one that's like The Clash, but The Cult. No, The Cult is the one I did. The Clash. Anyway, this is Kathleen's an idiot. once I won tickets to The Cult, and I was like, this isn't a prize. I was so mad. It was like in a comedy contest, and I got like 3rd place, and I won tickets to Black Crowes, The Cult, aww, and something else. I was like, these are dumb, and I gave them away.
Yeah.
I was just like, no, I don't want to go see this shit. Oh, a movie you should not watch if you like dialogue. It's like it was a Sofia Coppola movie, and it starred Stephen Dorff, or whatever he calls himself. And there's literally,
I'm so bad with actors' names.
No dialogue. Oh. I think it's called like Somewhere Land or something. It's about this like Hollywood star, but like I was watching it and halfway through, like I'm like, are they ever going to talk? Like I committed to almost an hour of this, and I'm like, this is ridiculous.
And sometimes now I just know like a lot of like when I like good writing, but I don't like when writer you can. Tell it's writers trying to
be smart.
Yeah, like there's another show, Dear White People. It's really smart premise for a show.
Yeah.
And like the episodes like make you think, but the dialogue, I'm
pretentious.
Like, we get it. You went to university 4 years ago and now you have a writing job and now you're writing like this is how you guys talk in schools. Like no one talks like that.
Yeah. I don't like unrealistic dialogue.
Californication I used to like, but it's like you could tell it was just a bunch of writers getting to write where the characters are writers, so
yeah.
It's like jerking off their vocabulary sometimes, like come on man.
That's why I like unscripted shows, because I'm like, no, this is actually like how people really do talk to each other,
like Curb.
Yeah, like Curb was unscripted, or you just did a
Curb
lot of
was loose outlined.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, so there was like, I'm going to get mad at you, and maybe they have like the last line or whatever. But
well, all the Christopher Guest movies, like Waiting for Guffman is my favorite movie of all time. I know a lot of people might find that weird, but I did like community theater when I was a kid, and I can, like, that whole movie, I'm like, there are people that are out there that are exactly like all of these characters. Exactly. Like, there's just one line in that movie that kills me every fucking time, is when the Catherine O'Hara and Fred Willard are auditioning, and they finish their weird ass audition, and then I think that he goes, do you want me to strike the set? I've done this before, so I know the vocabulary. And I just about pissed myself, because I'm like, I know people that are like that, that like, I know the vocabulary, so I'd be really good at this job. Yeah. Like, it's just ridiculous. That's insane. Oh my God. Pemberton got canceled. You're a big music festival person.
Yeah. I just seen like how many, I have friends that actually bought tickets and are going to get them back now.
Yeah. I saw that. I don't know, for some reason I saw the tweet immediately.
Yeah.
And then I was like, nah. And then I went to their thing and I'm like, they hadn't said anything on their Twitter. But then
now their page.
Oh, like legal. Now yeah. Their page is deleted.
And then it's just like questions asking, like, you can have to file this or that. That's insane.
Yeah. Like, how much are tickets to Pemberton?
I don't know. How does that thing go bankrupt when there's, like,
because they blame, and this is what I find interesting. They say, well, it's all these, it's the American dollar. We can't afford all these things. I'm like, then have two big named headliners and then say, come support Canadian artists and bring in Canadian artists.
Yeah. I know. And, I mean, when you look at the caliber of what music festivals are expected to be now.
Yeah, it's like true.
Most people only go to one a year, and it's, but the dollar's taking the fun out of everything right now.
What else is it taking the fun out of?
Well, just the idea of going to the United States.
Yeah.
Or, like, yeah, just anything.
Yeah,
like,
lose. It hasn't taken the fun out of sound exchange checks.
No, I guess, but I don't get those. So I'm just like, I'd like to go to Seattle for a weekend, but it's not even feasible now.
I just want to go to Trader Joe's down in Bellingham. Bellingham. Trader Joe's. Have you ever gone to Trader Joe's?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's really rude that we don't have it up here.
We have whatever it's called.
Pirate Joe's.
Pirate Joe's.
But, like, I remember being like, I'm not going to like Trader Joe's because it's so... Because I hate it when things are, like, super trendy and fun. Like, I didn't want to go to Taco Fino for the longest time. Because I'm like, fuck, guys, it's just a fucking taco.
And
who convinced me? Whoever I was in Victoria with last made me get a Taco Fino burrito.
It's so good.
And I was like, oh, my God.
The crispy chicken
one? That's the one I got.
Yeah, it's the jam. And the one in, I feel like the one in Victoria is the best one, even better than the one in Tofino now. I found the Victoria one.
It was good.
It's been like spot
That's
on
where I had
every
my
time I got
first
it.
One, so it was like a good place for me to have my first one.
I get it all the time. I was all against, you know, like people got Fitbits. I'm like, what a kind of idiot gets a Fitbit.
Yeah.
And then I'm with Adrian Fish.
The Fit Idiots.
And I'm with Fit Fish. And,
Fit
Fish. I'm with Fishbit in Calgary. Calgary, and she shows me, like, oh, like on your phone, if you don't have it counts your steps. And like, now I'm just as obsessed with steps.
You can
and
get steps on. I have steps
on
here.
My iPhone. And now I know.
You know what you need to get? This program. So
because now I'm like, I was like, that, like when her and I were in Calgary, we were like just competing with each other. I came home 27,000 steps one day.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Because we walked 17,000 steps, and I thought I was going
to
die.
I walked from the condo to the oak tree, back to the condo to the
from
oak
the
tree.
Congo, from the Congo? That's way more than 20,000 steps.
I would walk. Yeah.
The Congo.
From the condo of Wichita McLeod Trail.
Yeah,
to
that's far.
There and back. Yeah, but now I'm like, she sends me like a screen cap the other day. She's at 16,000. It was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Like,
I'm always
shit.
Excited to hit 10.
I average 10, but that's because I keep my phone in my pocket at work. So.
Okay, so this is what you need to get. You need to get this app called Carrot Rewards. It's only in BC. It's like a BC government health initiative thing. But if you hit your... So my daily step goal, because they're like, walk like you normally do, and then we'll tabulate. So I didn't walk at all. So my step count is only... I have to only get 5,700 steps a day.
So you're just leaving your phone down on the counter when you walk around the house and stuff? And
yeah, in the first week where they're tabulating, do that. Don't take it with you too much. But now, so every time I hit my goal, I get 4 scene points from the movies. You know the movies?
Oh, really?
Or you can choose to save on more point system, but I get scene points. I've made like 1,000 scene points. But like, so
what
that,
do you get with 1,000 scene points?
I think you get a free movie.
How many?
One movie or a free movie.
With 1,000, you get a free movie?
I think so. 1,000 or 1,500.
How does this not
So, but I'm at 146% of my goal today, so I'm at 8,300, which is now I'm embarrassed to show. I would be excited normally, but
I bet we're pretty close today.
But then you also take these stupid fucking tests, like, and it's just like a, hey, stupid person that isn't healthy, we're going to take a test and you're going to pretend you know the answer. So, like,
well, look, today I'm at 16,000 today.
Shit. And that one tells you how many flights of stairs you've done and everything.
Oh, no, wait, that was Thursday. Today. But, today I'm at 10,000.
Okay, well, that's not as good. But get the carrot app, because, and I'm telling anybody in BC, get it, because you get scene points.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's like so worth it, because you just take your phone with you anyway.
This podcast is brought to you by Carrot.
Carrot, the rewards app. Can I have an extra 1,000 points, please? This is like what my life has become. I'm very excited about my step count, and I really want a $700 vacuum.
Make the investment and get it?
That's all I can think of. I just want one of those Dyson pet sticks so bad, and it's like $700. And I have like no money. And Allison Dore, my friend that has a show on Sirius XM, the Ward Now show, she's talking about Dyson one day, and she's like, I don't believe all the hype. And then Dyson sent her like a fucking vacuum. So I was like, can you talk about Dyson again? Thing? And be like, I don't believe the hype in the pet stick, and neither does my friend Kathleen.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
See, if you can get me a Dyson, but like,
I've came to a thing now where I'm done buying cheap shit.
Cheap shit, yeah.
And like just finally just being like,
just have less of good shit.
Like I would just always go to buy a Value Village, buy a pair of jeans,
yeah.
Wear them to my job as a stonemason. They last 2 weeks before they got holes in them, and
yeah.
Then 3 weeks they're falling apart. Go buy another pair, and I go spend $110 on some Carhartts,
really,
and
they good
last
ones.
And they last for a full year. And they're good. They're always
and
good.
And girls love Carhartts.
Yeah, I know. It's true. I never feel
Have I told you this joke before of mine?
Well, you told me that you like...
I like guys in Carhartts because, you know, they have a job.
Yeah, and I can
a
tell you...
A union job.
Wearing a...
Adam said yeah. He wore them when he was up north and he didn't even have to wear
them. The times that I have worn like my Carhartt overalls, when, like, I've just not had time to change after work, because usually change
out. Oh, yeah, this is the sexiest thing ever.
And then walk around downtown. I'm like, I'm getting checked out.
Sweaty, dirty man in some Carhartts. Ah, that's sexy.
I know.
You're like Channing Tatum about to pop and lock. Oh, sexy. Although, and I've never found pop and locking sexy, but in that movie, wow. Does he ever make it look good?
I haven't seen it, but.
I want to see a porn with him and... Who's the hot guy from Guardians of the Galaxy? Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt.
I just
yeah.
want to see those two fucks so bad.
Those would be your two?
Of two guys to fuck, because it would be hilarious and sexy, right? They'd have great timing because they can both do serious and not serious.
Oh, I don't know who are the two dudes I'd want to see bone. That's a tough one.
It for sure is. You just want to watch Kanye whack off. Sorry,
no,
I had to bring
no,
him
no.
up.
I'm talking about like something like the jerk off too.
Two dudes that you would watch.
Like Channing Tatum was pretty good.
Cause he's funny. He seems he'd be
he's
nice.
Good. And he's just like yeah.
35.
Well, yeah. If we're going, if it's no age limit, then I'm going with
Salt and Pepper Clooney.
I'm going Brad Pitt, like True Romance.
Yeah, Thelma
young
and
Brad,
Louise.
Thelma and Louise, yeah. Brad Pitt, like definitely him.
Yeah, and Channing Tatum.
That would be adorable. Like. Modern Tatum with
modern
young,
Tatum
with young Pitt.
And old school Pitt. That'd be pretty hot.
Because you know that Brad Pitt would still like take control.
Yeah,
and that's what would make it hot.
Because he's an older man.
No, but he's even younger Brad Pitt.
Oh,
he would still
Brad.
Be like, no, I'm fucking you, Chan. And
yeah.
Chan is the big muscle guy, but he's like, oh,
he's
shit.
A big dumb guy. Yeah. He's the cuddly little dumbass. That's why I think I like him. I love dumb looking guys. Adam isn't here.
It's so funny.
I do. I've always liked big dumb guys. But
this
like
is the sweetest thing to say in front of your boyfriend.
I know. But not mentally, just like looking.
Yeah. Don't worry. You just
that
looked
just
up.
That just made it so much better.
You just looked up.
36-year-old yeah. drunk comics. Yeah, of course. We're sexy when we can barely say words. That's always fun. Yeah, those two are pretty hot. What about like, because sometimes you know when like you watch porn and you're like, I don't want to watch hot people. I want to watch regular old people. Like, what about Jonah Hill and Channing because of the whole 21 Jump Street thing?
No, I can't. Not Jonah.
Not even, like, as he is now?
No.
Although I heard he got fat again.
No, and he's just not attractive.
His personality makes him attractive.
No, I don't think so. He's really? Like too, he's too like anxious. I feel like he'd make you anxious all the time.
Yeah.
I can take a chill dude.
A chill dude. Like Johnny Depp?
No, like, yeah, like, you know, for like a maybe not traditionally good looking guy, I could go I'm sure what to go for that was.
Oh, who would that be?
We smoked
Vin Diesel.
Yeah, but he's still good looking.
No, he's not.
He's John Goodman.
He's my John Goodman.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm his Roseanne. He's my Johnny Goodman. Well, he's my Dan. I'm Roseanne. He's Dan. Yeah, you know why I said I like big dumb guys? Because he keeps talking without a microphone. He just won't stop. I get it. When people watch the podcast, they want to chime in. It's happened before. It's just no one will hear you. That's why I have to repeat what you're saying. He says that's okay. Yeah. He's okay with
See,
that.
So you can tell Kathleen's a pro comic, though, because
I recall.
You repeat what they say. Drives me nuts when people host a show and they do crowd work, but they don't repeat what the person says.
And so like,
you're sitting in the back of the room going, what the fuck did
you
say? Yeah,
I'm just watching someone go, yeah, oh, yeah. I have nothing for that. Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
And where the people around the person in the audience are laughing. Yeah. You're like, repeat what they said.
I'm trying to think of who the first comic was to tell me to do that. I think it was an American at the comic strip. I can't remember who, though.
Yeah, whatever they say, repeat.
Yeah. Stupid. Don't be stupid. Don't be a stupid. You went on a vacation. We just talk about this. You went on a vacation and you traveled, and this is your first time out of North America, right?
Yeah.
So, and you came back with like 10 minutes, which just goes to show you comics need to fucking go and live a life.
That's what it's a thing that I've been thinking about a lot lately is like what it's like when I'm thinking, like, I have to do comedy 7 nights a week or if I do 5 sets minimum
a
week.
No, you have to live a life.
And then, but now I'm like, I went away for 2 weeks and I came back with more material than I would have if I just sat there and ran sets every night.
Yeah. I totally think that you have to do that kind of thing because like you'll notice that newer comics, they can generate a lot of stuff because they're working with other new people and they talk a lot about stuff and they still have a day job and they still do all this stuff. So then you get the comic that quits their day job and now they don't do anything during the day. So like, you get really stunted in your thing. Like, and I've literally thought about getting pregnant for a little bit. Maybe it needs to.
Just to get some material?
Just some material, and then I'll adopt the baby out. Yeah, money. Yeah.
Oh.
That's what?
I was going to say, what are those moms called?
Oh, a surrogate mother. I thought about it. But I don't think anyone would be like, yes, we choose her to host our child. We chose her to host our $25,000 baby. No one's going to pick me.
Yeah, if I'm jumping a quarter. You know,
you want a healthy 25 million, woman that
$25,000. I want her to be 19.
Yeah, and you don't want her to be like a 36-year-old woman that might accidentally get drunk a couple times. Yeah. You know, like what happened to her child? It comes out with like a hand out of its forehead. Ah, it's the
like
next.
If you like paying big money, would you like regulate it? You think?
Oh, I'm sure.
Or, like you're coming in, you're doing a piss test every morning.
Oh, I don't know if like you're that crazy about it, but like. I'm sure there's like legal things where it says if you drink during like anything like that.
What a weird thing to do, though.
I've often literally like have a joke about how I just want it because I don't necessarily want a kid, but I actually want to know what it's like to be pregnant and to get the seat on the bus whenever I want it
and to, get to eat whatever
eat
you
chips
want.
And ice cream because I'm pregnant and that's just what I eat. But I don't want to know. But lately I've been like. With my boyfriend sitting there.
I want to knock Sophie up just so I can get her on board with some late night snacks.
She doesn't eat snacks.
Well, she does, but not, she doesn't really have a big sweet tooth.
But
maybe if I like you know put a baby in her belly, she'd be like, I want cookies and Oreos, and
or she'll be like, I want pickles and chicken feet or something weird. Gross. It'll be something weird. But ever since I got my dog, though, I'm like, maybe I could handle a kid. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I'm a mom. But yeah, it's too scary and expensive. So, okay, sorry. We got to go back to your trip. So you went, where did you go again?
Indonesia.
You told people all this? I'm high.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Okay, good. You told. And I just keep looking at poor Adam and I feel like I didn't mean to bite your head off there. I'm sorry if I said mean things. Okay. No, he said no. God, no.
I went to Indonesia.
You went to Indonesia. I can't say it.
I went to Indonesia, which is
That's Bali.
Bali
right?
is one of the parts of Indonesia,
and that's where you get your own pool in your hotel room.
No, that was the Gili Islands.
That looks beautiful. But like,
I mean, we want to go back so bad. That was like a thing too when we were there. It was just like, there was like plots of land for like 30 grand. Here. And what? I'm like, let's just save up enough money, buy a plot of land.
And then come out.
Build a hostel and just, but it's not realistic.
My cousin did that in Peru. He built a hostel hotel and then he came back later and he was not happy.
But just the lifestyle. I've never been more in love with a place ever.
Yeah, it's just so beautiful. All your pictures were insane. You had a fucking kitten follow you around.
Oh, that kitten's gone now.
Where?
Because we were trying to get it. Sophie was like aggressively trying to get me this kitten that way at one place we stay. Because most of the places we spend like $29, $39 a night.
Yeah.
And you're staying in a nice-ish hotel with a swimming pool that everyone shares, but like super nice friendly staff.
You say that like it's the worst thing ever. Like, no, but that's not like every hotel.
yeah, but it's like, you know, it's like a 4-star. We you spend like $150 a night for here.
Yeah.
Kind of thing there is like $39 a night. And then we splurged for what in the Gili Islands, we got $100 a night hotel. And that was private pool, bring you your breakfast every morning, like buzz you and bring you in fresh fruit. We want bicycles. All right, here's some bicycles. They're waiting for you.
You can live like gods.
$100 a night. That's where I proposed to her.
I
spent $100 that night hotels. But the rest of the time, we just did it so cheap. So now I just want to go back. Like, the flights were $2,000, but
so worth it.
But, yeah, for 2 weeks, you could spend $40 a day. Just eat nasi goreng, three meals a day. Buy Bintang beer, giant bottles for $3, which is...
That's crazy.
Gili Islands, the magic mushrooms, too.
Yeah, that's the thing. Okay, I'm going to do what I did to Alex because I'm going to get us some beers.
Okay.
Tell the people.
I got beers in the fridge.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. yeah, they're your beers. Yeah. And I'm drinking them.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But no, because that one time that I... no, I can get them. That I saw Alex, left him out here to talk about his eye story.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave out you out here to talk about how you proposed to lovely Sophie.
Proposed? Okay.
Talk about the whole, like, the night before how you were high and then you had these, like, things.
Such a long...
I'm going to get beer.
Yeah, okay, yeah. No, well, my girlfriend had never done mushrooms before. And everywhere in Indonesia, you're not allowed... I'll just look it at him. You're not allowed to... You're not allowed to drink, or you're not allowed to do drugs. Like, you can't buy weed or anywhere else in there is really strict. But on the Gili Islands, there's no police, there's no cars. There's three islands. One's a party island, one's like a chill one, and one's like a honeymoon island. They're all really close and small. You just take bicycles or horses, and they're like the bars at night. You go to a bar, and they're like, what do you want? A beer, magic mushroom milkshake? And they set up. They're not a milkshake, though. They just call them shakes, and it's got like Coca-Cola. They use like Coca-Cola juice. They make it so you don't taste it, and they put beanbags out on the beaches in front of their bars, and everyone just drinks magic mushroom shakes and watch the nicest sunset you ever seen in your life. And we were just tripping balls, and Sophie's never done them before. She'd never done it. And we first we drink them, and 15 minutes in I'm like, holy shit, these things are hitting me hard. And Sophie's like, I feel nothing. And I was like, oh, damn it. Because now I have to, like, hold it together. And she, I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. But, like, I'm losing my mind. I'm so high right now.
Yeah.
And having her and getting all stressed out about her being like, well, I feel nothing. I should get another one. And then she got another one. And she drank it. And then mine kicked in. Or mine really kicked in. I was like, I have to go lay down on the beach and stare at this sun. I was just like, this is amazing. And then she sat down. She looked over at me. And it was, like, right after she finished it. She looked over at me. She had a big smile on her face. She's like, okay, they kicked in.
And then, oh, God.
But then we just had, like, the best time.
Oh, that's so
amazing.
We
became
best
friends with this gay couple that was next to us.
Yeah.
And then, we did bonfires the night. We just all hung out, and it rained for a little bit, but everyone's on high on mushrooms. We're all just dancing.
I want to be high on mushrooms.
Yeah, and hey, became friends
and
with
dancing.
These, like, Russian couple, too. They were, like, amazing. This Russian couple that were doctors in the military.
Yeah.
They finally got to leave Russia for the first time, because after you leave the military, it's like 5 years before you're allowed to leave the country.
What?
And they went to India.
Because of Donald Trump?
No, because of just the like, in case you were going to share secrets or something. So they went to India and then came back with a whole new philosophy, and they were like just hippie Russians. They're like, 2 more years, we get to leave the dictator's country. We're going to go move somewhere beautiful where everyone's chill. And they're like, you're the coolest Russian.
This is why I love mushrooms. Like, I remember I did mushrooms with my best friend. She had never done them before. We're at this thing called Rugby Fest. This guy was walking around handing out mushrooms to girls. Like, not sketchy at all. Yeah. And then, so we took some mushrooms, and they were more like Scooby snacks, like just the little capsules. And then she looked at me and I was like, oh, these feel so fun. And then she was like, I'm not feeling anything. And then I was like, why are you petting the grass then? Like, she was literally like, whoa, I'm not feeling anything.
Yeah.
Mushrooms are my favorite for that reason.
We're gonna go camping for Sophie's birthday, so she come camping. We go to Squamish. This one place is right along the river. We go.
Oh, that'd be so fun! Yeah. I want to go.
That's the photo that we had last year.
Can my dog come?
Yeah. It was like last year we had the photo where it was like 12 of us like naked with our butts and the view.
Do I have to get naked?
No.
Okay, good. Because all your friends are fucking hot. My butt would be like, oh, look at all these hot. What the fuck is that?
Oh, come on.
I mean, in a way of like, how hot is that fat ass? But it would have been, oh my God. That's crazy. Yeah, I want to do mushrooms this summer a lot. I remember I was at Wreck Beach and I got mushrooms from a guy named Ninja. And then I did them. And the waves, you know, there's never waves at Wreck Beach.
I've never been to Wreck Beach.
What?
I know.
They were like 6-foot waves, and I was like naked, going woo. Yeah. Just like in the waves, I'm like, I felt like the waves were lifting me into the air.
It's weird too, like, cause I'm not like that weird about nudity. Like, as long as I'm like, people aren't gonna like start staring at me or anything, I'm like, I'm fine. I always invite people
to Wreck Beach, and I'm like, oh wait, I gotta see them naked.
I'll streak on the beach, like if no one's, but I don't want to sit there and.
You don't want to sit with Kathleen topless and be like, oh, I can't. Your boobs look better in a bra. That's the thing is when you go to Wreck Beach, you're like, okay, I got big, gross, what are they? No, they're not. That's not positive and feminist of me. My breasts are perfect.
Well, see, it feels weird saying it in front of your boyfriend, but I've seen your boobs before and they're great.
You've seen my boobs before?
Yeah. I've seen your tits before.
When?
Well, I've seen them once in a photograph.
Okay.
Of you at Wreck Beach.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I showed you that one.
Yeah.
Don't tell Christina Walkachow. She's Christina, I know you're listening. James has seen your titties. I let him see the uncensored. Yes, I showed my tits. Okay, get over it.
I wasn't going to say anything, but yeah.
That's so funny. When's the other time?
Okay, maybe
you've seen them in real life?
No, maybe I haven't.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I don't know. Yeah, I remember showing the picture.
Funniest time is still the time that we checked into the Fort McMurray Hotel. Have you ever heard that?
Yes.
We're waiting in line, and Kathleen's backpack. Kathleen, what's your backpack doing? And then your face is just so beet red.
My backpack's getting off, okay?
Every woman listening right now, it's like, you didn't take the batteries out? Rookie move.
But there's no batteries in mine.
Then how is it going? Was it USB?
No, you don't USB it. Eugene, you just it's got a little charger, and you just, it's like a cell phone. You plug it into the wall, charge it, and then they go. So if you lose the charger, you're fucked.
Really, it's not like a common adapter?
No, it's like a specific charger. Okay, don't just get fucked. That's such a man thing to say. Like,
yeah,
that's such a man thing to say. But man, they're like, ugh, I'm intimidated by vibrators. And I'm like, then you're such a baby because does your dick vibrate on my clit? No.
No.
Okay? Oh my God. Eugene, you're ruining your mother's podcast.
I also think I'm down, so down with a vibrator.
Yeah. I want one of those vibrating Hitachi things they have them cordless now. So you don't have to plug it into the wall. It's amazing. You just go fucking crazy. I've never used a Hitachi. I'm scared it would, like, if I use my vibrator too much, then it's impossible to get me off.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. But if I don't use it, then I'm pretty easy. But it's called, it's like all these different sensitivities, right? Like, you can get a callus on your clit. It's not hard and gross, but it, like, takes forever to come if you use a vibrator too much. This is really a fun conversation. Look at how uncomfortable you guys are.
No, just callus on your clit is just a really funny sentence.
That was the name of my band in high school. Callus. Thank you for callus on my clit.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of alliterations. That just sounds really nice.
I'm a wordsmith, you know. Yeah. I'm a wordsmith.
Kathy and the callus on your clit cunts are
out of there. Yeah, cunts, James. Way to go with that fucking
sorry,
word.
Sorry, I took it way too far. Back to callus clits.
Back to callus clits. Okay, so back to your vacation.
Yeah.
So you were high on mushrooms, and then you knew you were going to propose because you told me before you left.
I knew I was going to do it the next day because we had the nice. That was the one place that we were going to splurge on, the nice hotel.
Yeah.
And then that night we did mushrooms, and it was just like the best time. In my head, I was like so clear. Everything I'm going to say, I'm like, oh, I'm going to deliver the best.
Yeah.
Proposal ever.
And then we got to that place the next day. And it was amazing. And then she's taking forever in the bathroom. And I'm like, Sophie, we have to go. Because the sun was setting. I'm like, I got to ask her while the sun's setting. And she's like, just give me some time to do my hair. I'm like, fuck your fucking hair. We're going now. I was like being so like assertive with her. Like, we'll have a quick drink at the bar, but quick.
And then, yeah, get a big fight before you propose.
Yeah, like hurry, hurry.
That's how you do it.
And then I like, walked along the beach. And then, yeah. And then I couldn't even find a word. I got down on one knee. And I was just like.
Aw, did she cry?
No.
Sophie didn't cry?
No.
Adam's over here bawling his eyes out.
Sophie does.
This is the guy who's like, oh, just a stupid fucking ring.
But the funny thing, though, is like right after I did it, a couple was walking by and I'm like, hey, excuse me, can you take a photo of us? And we got like that great photo.
Oh, that's such a great photo.
And then I was like, I just proposed to her. And she's like, oh, my God. The chick's like, oh, my God, that's so nice. And the guy's look on his face, I could tell, where it's just like, oh, sorry, buddy. I just kind of fucked you over on your trip. Because, like, every time she'd see us, she'd be like, hi. Because we'd always see her all over the place.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
That's, she's got a fucking ring.
Yeah. A ring that cost me $15.
That's so awesome, too, that you just bought her a nice ring. That's why, like, I don't know, like, I mean, you are a good person, but you really got lucky with fucking Sophie because she's gorgeous, but she's also one of the sweetest people I've ever met.
We actually ordered I told her we'd get her a ring that she wanted. So now, but that ring's $800.
Oh, my God, what a bitch.
Yeah, I know.
$800.
Which that's why, but then she's like, let's save up and we're going to go to England in December.
Why don't you spend your money on shit that you're going to use? Why? Like, I still want a $5,000 ring. But the thing is, like, it's so funny because I joke about it all the time, but I'm like, listen, I'm a 36-year-old woman that's never been proposed to. Of course I fucking want to get engaged. Of course I fucking do. I think marriage is bullshit and a sham. But of course I want to get engaged.
I just got to the point. I never believed in marriage at all. I didn't. I was like so against it. And then went to my sister's wedding in Mexico.
Yeah, and it was.
And as soon as she saw her walk down the aisle, I was just like,
that always happens.
Fuck, I gotta get married.
And my God, I remember I was like with my first boyfriend. This was like 22-year-old Kathleen, and we were on the rocks hard, really on the rocks hard. And we went to one. I can't remember if it was whose wedding it was. It was like somebody in his family. And we went, and then he was like, it was so beautiful. I can't wait to marry you one day. So I was, like, buying wedding bell. I'm like, I wasn't even engaged. I just started buying. And then he dumped me because he's like, you bought all these wedding magazines, and it's terrifying. I was like, and I was devastated. And then I started stand-up. So
there you go.
You know, everything has a reason. But now you're planning the wedding. Do you like being involved in that?
No.
You don't?
I don't want to be involved.
So that's why I've told, like, it's really rare that a guy really wants a lot of say.
No, I want to be in charge of the music and.
Like you're going to make a playlist or you're going to DJ?
No, I'll probably get someone to DJ, but I'll be like, these are the kind of songs that I want you to play.
No Kanye.
Oh, there'll be some Kanye.
You're going to walk down.
Mostly Otis Redding.
You're going to be the first like man to walk down the aisle to some pretentious Kanye West bullshit.
No one man should have all this power.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God.
I
love what we said we weren't going to talk about it. He has found his way into this podcast a couple times. I'll give him that. He's sneaky as fuck.
So that's his MO, man.
Yeah, MO. So you don't want to be involved in the planning. And I feel like most guys, see, this is if you're a dude and you're married. If you want to be involved, tell her.
Yeah.
But also, if you don't want to be involved, just like do whatever you want. It'll make me happy.
Totally. And
but
we don't
help
want,
her if she needs help.
Yeah. We don't want to spend like a ton of money and do anything crazy. We'd rather spend that money.
Traveling.
Go to Indonesia for a month after we get married. Yeah. We want to go back and we got like. We're still in contact with a lot of the people that we met there. They're like, come back. We got a room for you. And
aw. That's even better.
We tend to make friends wherever we go. So
yeah, you guys are both very friendly, social people. And you're both fucking good looking. So it's going to be easy.
Yeah, it does help. It's you know? You're just this.
I love how humble you are. No, it helps. Yeah, helps right. Being this sexy.
All I do is just walk around and get dirty eyes from the guys that are way bigger than me the whole time on the trip. What the fuck's this asshole's deal? How did you get that?
What is this guy's deal? Oh, my God. So now you're getting married, and you think it's going to last?
Yeah. It's weird, because like my dad's been divorced three times.
Really?
And I'm a lot like my dad, but then my mom and my stepdad have been married for 30-something years. And,
Sophie's parents have been,
are still together.
Yeah.
And the house I grew up in was with my mom and my stepdad. So I kind of...
Yeah.
I know what a marriage that doesn't work looks like, and I know what a marriage that
some people
does
just
work.
Aren't the marrying kind, and I got to tell you, Jeff Kennedy is not the marrying kind.
No, yeah.
He's a bachelor. He's a swinging gentleman.
Yeah.
I remember one day, the first day I met him, I'm like, I'm going to be your stepmom, James. Yeah, so you're going to call me
you're
Kathleen.
Like, you don't have to call me mom. It's okay.
I'm mostly just...
I didn't like it when my dad and you met. I'm like, I don't like the sexual tension in my dad's shop right now. He's like, where are you guys going? Let me show you my hot rod.
Yeah,
I'm like, why do you have to show...
He's
like opening his shop. You're like, here's my hot rod that I'm working on right now. What are you doing, Dad?
Dads love me, James. It's just this, I have this joie de vivre with dads. These dogs are going to get in big trouble if they don't smarten the hell up. Stop. I'm a really good dog mom. No, your dad is a handsome... Your dad is a DILF.
Yeah, and he just bought... He's racing cars
I
now.
I know.
He goes like 140 miles per hour in his new... race car.
Yeah, your dad is cool as shit. He was showing me pictures of his boat, and he has a video of his boat with like some sort of like Stevie Ray Vaughan song or something playing in the background. And he was showing me, he's like, watch. So it's just him walking around with his iPhone filming his boat, and then he's like, I added the song. And I was like, I want to do you right now, Jeff. I want to do you right because you're so adorable.
It's a nice boat.
It's
57 Chris Craft. It's an old wood boat.
And mostly I just want to marry your dad so that I get that fucking Jimmy.
You don't get the Jimmy. That's my car. You just put new wheels on it.
That's my dream car.
It's
that Jimmy. If I get rich, I'm going to... Okay. Can we just lock him in a bathroom or something? I love my dog, but he's being a little... He barks at everything, and there's not even anything out there. He just barks at shit. He sees an earthworm move underground 10 feet, and he starts barking. It's very annoying. Okay, dog momhood is not as easy as it looks. I know I make it look easy and fun on Instagram, but it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. I'm going to wake up at 10 a.m. in the morning with him and snuggle for an hour.
Yeah.
I got to pick up his poops.
Take him for a... 7-minute walk before he's tired.
Yeah, and a public service to everyone on my Facebook. I've seen that dog mom music video.
What's the dog mom music
video? There's just like these girls did a dog mom rap. Like about how it's cool to be a dog mom.
Oh, God.
And I've got it sent to me, I'm not kidding you, over 24 times. And every time someone sends it to me, I'm like, oh, my God, this is so funny. Because I don't want to make someone feel bad, but I'm like, stop sending it to me. Half of my day consists of me going through quirky pictures that people have tagged for me. I love every minute of it.
I get tagged in anything shark-related. People just, anyone who knows me, I have a fear of sharks.
Yeah.
It's like every day I'm like, okay, yeah, I've seen the video of the great white biting the boat.
Yeah.
And I've seen it.
I have a fear of sharks.
Times. Yeah. I'm just like,
thanks for making that even stronger.
Yeah, it's very scary.
It is, yeah. But that's what happens. Like, whenever... I remember my grandma once told somebody that she collected owls. And then until, like, probably this year, she's continuously gets owls. I remember one time my grandma was like, I'm tired of all these owl things. There's too many owls.
I have Bob Marley socks.
Oh, my God.
A Bob Marley bathing suit, like boardies. I got Bob Marley tank top, Bob Marley toque, Bob Marley a belt, a t-shirt. And I like Bob Marley, but for some reason on my mom's side of my family, they think I'm the biggest Bob Marley fan ever. And it's been like over the last 4 Christmases, every time I'm like, oh, Bob Marley boxers. Cool.
I'm just going to tell everyone that I collect cash and cookies.
Yeah, yeah.
So people just keep on buying me, because cookies or cash, both would be nice to receive.
I love cookies.
Have you ever gotten somebody bring you something to a show, like a fan?
No.
Well, you're not that good yet.
No, but but in Calgary, I did this. I said I at one point in my set, every set I'd go, also, I don't have any weed, so if someone wants to smoke a joint with me at this show,
yeah,
I'll be forever. And after every show, someone smoked weed with me.
Oh, yeah. Drugs are easy to get.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But that's because when I was opening for Ari, I get so annoyed. I'm like, look, he gets like all these cookies, but he's awesome because he leaves them for like the waitresses. Like, people will hand them like giant bags of weed. It's ridiculous. But then I always... got something, but I'm like, I want stuff. And he goes, just ask for it. I'm like, what? He's like, just ask for it. It'll get around and people will start doing it. Like, Marc Maron gets baked goods or something, or cookies or pies or something. I just want cash, mostly.
Yeah.
I would love to collect money. I'd like to own the biggest money collection in the world, and then I'm going to run for prime minister.
I don't know what the thing I would want to M&M peanuts. If anyone wants to bring me M&M peanuts or a Hershey's cookies and cream,
this is where it starts. Now, yeah. Now, when you're 50 years old and you're on the road and you get more M&Ms, you're like, you're gonna like slap Sophie across the face and like throw M&Ms in her face. Yeah. I don't want any more M&Ms. You'd never hurt her.
I would. Well, I would never get sick of M&Ms. If I had enough, I might slap around with them.
We've both been saying such lovely things about our partners.
I'm rich. Just slap her in the face on the M&Ms.
Oh, my God. So you've never caught in anything at a show? Because I remember this one really. I think if he still listens, it was one of the sweetest things ever. He's this boy, and he got me this. He's like, I know you're going on tour, and I got you this. And he got me like a travel pack of like. He was a gay man, so he was very worried about my moisturization. So he bought me like this like little travel packs to put my moisturizer in, and he gave me like a Starbucks gift card and like
Nice.
I was just like so touched. Like that's crazy to think that somebody like liked you that much they'll give you a gift.
Yeah. I'm trying to think there.
Like it's just a really cool feeling. And that's the thing with merch too, is I finally did merch. I sold these t-shirts and I almost sold out of them in Saskatchewan on two shows. Like I was like, why have I not done merch more? I just made like $400 extra dollars for the road.
I got to figure out some kind of shirt.
You have to. It's just so good. And then, but then some guy's like, he gave me $50 for one. He's like, but that's their way of tipping you and like thanking you.
Opening for Bert in Calgary, a guy gave me $50.
Yeah.
He went out and put $50 in the hat that Bert or the tub where Bert does the, draw for the waitstaff, and then he came over to me and he gave me $50, and I was like, this is the coolest thing ever.
It's very cool. I've had lots of people be very generous and nice to me.
Do you know Kevin Von Helvet, the like wheelchair comic?
Yeah.
That's the thing I'll know him for. I brought him to do guest spots for me one weekend. I was like, oh, man, I really love that sweatshirt you have.
Yeah.
And then Christmas one time, I was like, hey, come to my truck for a second. And then he got me that same sweatshirt, and I was like, I'm going to fucking cry right now.
Touching when you're older.
Yeah.
Especially just like out of the blue for no reason gifts.
Yeah, Katie Ellen Humphries bought me a peanut t-shirt, which is like this artist that I really like, Tofino. Well, I think she bought it for her brother and it was too small for him, but still, she gave it to me and I was like, I'm going to cry right now. It's so nice.
Oh,
that's the nicest thing.
Oh, it's so nice. Gifts are lovely, Adam. I love gifts.
Yeah.
I'm terrible. He got me an orchid the other day. It was really pretty.
Yeah, Sophie always like, I don't really like flowers, but then I brought her on flowers one time, and she's like.
Every girl says, I'm not really a flower girl, but then you bring her flowers, and they're like, oh my God, I love you so much.
Yeah, I didn't know I.
And then we ugly cry, and you're like, can you stop doing that, please?
There you go. $16, that's pretty cheap for a blowjob, though. Need to buy flowers more often.
Oh my God. One time I was like. It was cheesy, but I posted like it was Valentine's Day. There was all these bouquets, and I remember like, look at all the blowjob kits. I thought it was funny. It is a blowjob kit. What else is a blowjob kit? Jewelry.
A boat.
A boat. Yeah. You just want to give her a boat for one blowjob?
No. Just like if you're a guy that owns a boat, you're probably going to get a blowjob.
Dad owns a boat.
Yeah, I know. And I bet he gets
lots of blowjobs. Yeah. He was telling me, he's like, I go out to Pender Island. No, not Pender Island. What's that? Bowen Island. Yep. Sometimes I'll just get a little too drunk and I'll have to sleep on the boat. I love you, Jeff Kennedy. I want to be your wife. I want to be James's new mom.
That's so fun. That's how I was like, okay, Dad, that's enough. He's like half cut.
I had the best time in that garage. It was so much fun. That was such a fun day. Your dad is like one of the greatest people ever. I know I'm like, I'm joking mostly, but he's one of the greatest people I've ever met. You always tell people that have good parents because they're fun. I think. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's weird though when you see some people have like awesome parents and they're just like.
Total dickheads.
Yeah. Maybe sometimes if their parents weren't like, my dad would still like lay the law down with me, and I was still scared of him.
Yeah.
which I think you had to be growing up.
Yeah. You had to be a little scared of your dad.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
I was not scared of my dad.
Yeah, and that's not good. Like, and no. My sister was not scared of her dad.
I was not scared of my dad at all. I'm still, my dad is so, like, I've told this a million times, but, like, you could not pick my dad out in a lineup. If you put a bunch of, like, older men in their 60s, no one would ever pick my dad as my dad because he doesn't look like me at all. Well, I don't know, but, it's just, like, my dad is vegan and Buddhist. He doesn't drink. Like, it's weird. But, yeah. But, so Sophie, this is what I was going to say earlier, but I forgot. Sophie's parents are together and yours are divorced. I'm the same way, and Adam's parents are still together. And I remember when we first started dating and I met his parents eventually and I was just like, you have no fucking idea how lucky you are. That your parents are still together, that they still live in your childhood home, that you can go home to that place that you, like, have so many memories in.
Yeah.
Like, that is
I used to try to do it as a joke where I was like, it's when you grow up with divorced parents, you hear someone who has parents that are still together complain about their parents, like, you have no patience for it. Because my dad's a real see you next Tuesday. And I'm like, yeah, my dad was more of a see you every other Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, was he mean to you when you got to go home and have dinner with him every single night? Like,
yeah.
I saw my dad twice a month if I was lucky growing up. So.
Or when someone says, oh my God, I could hear my parents fucking. I'm like, yeah, my parents never loved each other and I never saw any affection. Oh, boo-hoo, you poor thing.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. But maybe, like, that's why people, because I know a lot of people who one of the person has a divorce set and one has a married set. Maybe you have to be with someone who's had both sides of it to make it a successful marriage. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, my mom's parents were divorced. My dad's parents are still together.
Yeah. I bet you a lot of people have that situation.
They're still together. But my stepdad's parents, yeah, I guess.
Oh, so much
weird. Now it's so weird when you meet people that parents are still together. Like, what's that like?
Yeah, it is. They're like the weird person. You're like, oh my God, your parents loved each other?
Your parents have the same last name? Weird.
Oh, my God.
Mr. and Mrs. What the fuck?
Yeah, you don't get to call your dad by his first name?
What? Yeah.
What? Your dad's dad, not Rick? What? Yeah. You grew up in a weird home, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we're going to see a resurgence of happy marriages. Because I feel like when we were, I don't know, it feels like everybody was getting divorced.
Yeah, and, well, I don't know, though. I still see a lot of people that... You still see a lot of, like, yeah, we've been together for a year and a half and we're getting married.
Yeah.
Like, I've been with almost 6 years.
Okay.
And that's still,
I'm not going to be dating. If I'm dating Adam for 6 years at this age and we're still together and not married, that'll be weird.
Yeah.
I'm 36. Like, if I got engaged in 2 years to Adam or whoever would ask, I don't know why I'm talking about this so much with him sitting here. But, like, yeah. My friend got engaged to her husband after, like, 8 months. I forgot that it was that early. But she's like, yeah, because I was getting old. And it's your dating things go a lot shorter the older you get.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if you want to start a family. You got to be like, oh, I met you 4 months ago. Let's get married. Let's have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, like, I've heard nice stories of arranged marriages where they love each other. I've also heard horror stories of arranged marriages. But it's a crapshoot. You can't always love the one that your parents pick for you.
Yeah. I think it's just mostly about compromise.
Yeah, that's and, like, such a
young,
cliche.
When you're young, like, though, you're like, I don't want to compromise
no.
at all. Like, I'm not fucking compromising shit.
Oh, yeah. I find myself, like, in my relationships in my 20s, if there was something that annoyed me, or I would just be blah, 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 blah. But now I just, no, I'll just do it and I won't even talk about it. And it's because it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I took no shit. Like, I was in a lot of long-term relationships. I've always had a girlfriend. Like, when I was 15, I had a girlfriend for 2.5 years. Next, the girlfriend was for, like, 3 years. Like, I've always just had, besides, like, the 2 years up until I started dating Sophie, where I was just fucking everything.
Oh, gross. That time I got herpes.
Yeah, but when I was, like, 20 to 30, like, nothing. I would make no compromise.
Yeah.
So if she was rude to me, I'm like, all right, I'm leaving. Like,
I think people should have to wait till their 30s to get married.
Yeah.
Like, it should just be a rule. Like, you can't get married in your 20s. Whenever I have, like, a girl at a show and they're like, it's my bachelorette. I'm like, how old are you? And like, I'm 21. I'll be like, no.
There was
I do not allow this marriage to happen. Don't do it.
In Calgary, there was a woman that was 31 marrying a guy that was 22.
Ew.
And we're like, good luck, honey.
I know even some people are like, well, it's a guy, it's different. I'm like, no, it's still, ew.
She was 31, he's 22.
Yeah, you're in your 20s is when you figure out who you are.
Yeah, he doesn't even know anything yet. And he's like, I got this hot 31-year-old. It's like, then you're going to be 24. And she's like, we need to settle down. And you're like,
yeah.
Settle down? What do you mean? I'm just getting...
Yeah, and then she's going to be 36 and she might only put mascara on once a month.
Yeah, like, I finally have a job where I can afford to go
do
to
stuff.
Vegas.
Yeah.
No, I'm not allowed to go to Vegas because, yeah.
Yeah, I think marriage under 30 should be illegal.
I think those huge age gaps are weird, too.
They are weird, man or
what
woman.
What do you do? You go on a road trip and you're like both putting on music that the other one's not heard of? Like, that's such a boring road trip.
I saw an article that this guy is suing Starbucks. I don't know if it was an Onion article or not, but this guy's suing Starbucks because they banned him because he hit on one of the 16-year-old baristas and made her uncomfortable. And then he goes, no, I was just like, that's discrimination. They're just discrimination. But I'm like, no, can I tell you something, sir? If you're a 37-year-old man and a youngish barista or waitress is laughing at you, that's her job.
Yeah.
She's supposed to make you feel special. That's what a waitress does. That's what a barista does. When I was a barista, oh my God. And I'm not even the cutest girl. I used to flirt the shit out of old dudes. I still do. At my barista job, there's all these old men and I'm always like, because I'm like, it makes them feel happy.
Yeah.
But don't mistake that for a girl that wants to bang you, 37-year-old man. Like, it was like that article and then he was...
That's
why I think it was an Onion thing. But
the most, how many guys though think when the server acts that way that they want them?
Oh my God, Sean the Conqueror has one of the best jokes ever, and he just says, "Whenever I'm at a restaurant and I see a woman walking towards me smiling, I assume it's my waitress." I might have just butchered that joke, but it's something along that lines, and it's so true though.
But so many guys are like, man, see the way she's smiling at me, and I'm like.
If she writes her number on a bill, then yes, she's flirting with you.
If she's not making eye contact with you, like, it doesn't even, like, that's already, like, she doesn't even think you're cute.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even that much. She's smiling, being friendly, but if she's not, like, locking eyes with you, it means she doesn't even think you're cute, that she wants to steal a glance, so.
Yeah. No. It's just ridiculous, but so, oh, no, she totally was an event. Like, no, that's her job. Part of her job is to get tips, and by making you feel good, you'll be like, oh, we're a good
I
tip.
I heard this thing about
her.
How in Russia, like up until McDonald's, the servers there, like no one ever smiles. It's like a sign of weakness.
Like, Russia's terrifying.
But I think that's how service industry should be.
Russia's like terrifying for a country that's going to take over the world soon because Trump has fucked us all.
Do you ever get like feel like I don't want to go through pleasantries though?
Yeah, no.
Like sometimes, I'd, like, if there was a restaurant I could go to where they just, like, I used to get my hair cut by this guy named Luke. He had prison tattoos. Yeah. He'd always go to jail. He didn't say shit to you. He just put on a soccer game on a little black screen TV, a little black and white screen, and it was my favorite barber because it was half. Sometimes, like, the service kind of like, hey, how you doing today? What are you guys doing? I'm like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, it's not 1997 anymore. The customer is rarely right.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck about you.
Sometimes I just want to go to a restaurant. Like, hey, how's it going? What can I get you guys a drink? Like, thank
you. My favorite thing about going to Adam's restaurant is that I'll bring friends. And I'll be like, can you just make us something? And, like, I don't have to go through this picking thing. They just make me something. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm in a restaurant called Make Me Something. And people just come in and they just... sit down and
I wish the Elbow Room's food was better.
I've never been there. I've been scared to go because I don't want to be called fat before I
eat. No. It's just like it's
because their thing is like it's this cafe in Vancouver and their thing is they're rude to the customers.
But they're not rude. It's just a sassy old gay guy.
Oh,
just
okay.
Like kind of like he when I go with him, he like tells me to get a haircut. Like he.
Oh, okay. So it's not like, hey, fat pig, you should be having the bacon. Okay,
no,
I was
not
really
like that.
Worried that that's what it was like. And I'm like, I don't need to think about this as I'm eating brunch.
If you go in with, if you go in with Adam, he's going to make fun of Adam. And it's just going to be like, hey, what are you wearing? Blue shirt with a red shorts. Those are primary colors. Don't you know how to color match? He'll just like, it's.
Hey, the first night that Adam and I met, I was hosting at Yuck Yucks and he was in the front row. And some dude was like. Like, because he's a big guy, and he's like, don't pick on people's weight. I swear to God, if you're a comic that does that, it is so painful for that. It's just rude. It's just, like, the worst thing that you can pick on someone. It's like, there used to be a comic that, like, had all these fat chick jokes. He goes, they never work. And I'm like, yeah, because every woman in this room is either a person that is fat, thinks she's fat, or has a fat friend. And you just, like, turned her off of everything. I know you can joke about anything, but I've just found – I've seen so many shows go sideways because they make fun of somebody's weight. Oh, he called him out on it hard. It was that's why I kind of was like, look, it's kind of sexy. No, I know. Like, but I'm just like, it's just like the it's the stupidest thing to do.
I don't think. Well, the problem is that 99 out of 100 comics never attack the crowd, and then one guy does it one time, and he doesn't know how to deal with it.
Yeah, and then, I don't want to sit in the front row. They make fun of you.
Yeah, and no one wants to sit in the front, and everyone's scared because.
Yeah, he did have a terrible set. I'm not gonna say who it was, but he didn't do well, and it was karma. Got another beer. Thank you. Can you get it for me? Yeah, I want a pony too, please.
I'll get another beer too, please.
Yay. But yeah, that's the one thing that when I see comics do, I'm like, you can, and I've seen it done well, but you have to be really good at crowd work to make it.
Rich Voss or whatever,
or even Patrice O'Neill, because he's vicious, but. He was vicious, but like.
But that you can, but it's also methodical.
Yeah.
They've searched the crowd and found the right person. Yeah. Like this person.
Yeah. Oh my God. So I was in Calgary. I don't care if this kid hears. He needs to hear. I don't even remember his name. But I was in Calgary at the Laugh Shop, and this guy came in. I was working with Dan Soder, who was fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. Like really, really funny. And he came in and he's like, oh my God, I'm a huge fan of the Bonfire. I want a guest spot and blah, blah, blah. And I never heard of him. So I was like, well, you have to ask Matt, the manager. And then he, in front of Dan Soder, he's like, I'm a huge fan. And Matt was standing there. I'm a huge fan. Oh my God. I would love to do a spot in front of you. And then Dan's not going to be like, no, fuck you, because he was a really nice guy.
Yeah.
So then they gave this guy a guest spot, and it was, he's like, he literally just tried to do crowd work, thank you, for like 5 minutes, and it was just awful. And he was a native comic, so he did these jokes about drunk natives, and I'm like, and then he got laughs on them. I'm like, hey, well, this is just awful. Like, you're just, like, you are being shitty to your culture, and you're not even funny.
When people just sell it, like, I hate that kind of thing where it's like, you can make fun of yourself, but when you're just selling out your
race. That was the only time people laughed, because people were racist there. Yeah. But, like, I don't know. Like, it was just so uncomfortable, and I watched that. I'm like, never ask for a guest spot if you can't do it. Like, I mean, there's a fine line. There's a point where, like, yeah, you've got to ask when you're almost not ready, just so you can challenge yourself. And you do have to keep challenging yourself. But if you are not ready, if you haven't killed with 5 minutes for a few times at least, and this guy's like, oh, yeah, I just went up once and did some really great crowd work, and I kept doing it. I'm like.
Oh, and also anyone who does
crowd work like less than a year. Oh, you're crazy. Oh,
but also if you're not the host, like,
or the headliner.
Like, yeah. When I see middles do, like a ton of crowd work.
Yeah, it's
like,
cringy.
Even then, if I'm hosting, I like to do a lot of crowd work now when I host. But it's, like, birthdays or whatever, and visiting from town. And
if you're a middle and you're asking about birthdays, you're just telling the club that you don't have enough time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's just, like, sorry, I don't have time. I'm going to spritz for a bit.
I hate that, though.
Don't spritz.
So, what's your name? When it's just like,
yeah,
they haven't even like you're supposed to like look at the people that are like wooing and being the most energetic. Yeah. Like, all right, this person will probably be a lot of fun to do crowd work.
Or if you want to like, or if the host has done crowd work and you want to kind of just, if you had an idea and you said, and it was,
yeah,
but like it's, and plus as a some headliners do a ton of crowd work and they get pissed when you do it.
Yeah,
if you do too much. Like,
even when I was working with Bert, I asked him.
He does a ton of crowd work.
I asked him before the show, though, before the first show. I'm like, hey, is there anything you do not maybe want to do any crowd work? Because I know a lot of comics, they don't do any crowd work because don't make it into. I don't want it to be an interactive show. I want it to be directive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, directive, not interactive.
I don't know if that's the right words.
I don't think it is.
No.
Who cares?
You know what I meant.
We're sitting outside. There's not a cloud in the sky. We got beers in our hands.
You can see the Big Dipper.
And is it true the Little Dipper is attached to the Big Dipper? And my dog is being
just
so bad
only emotionally.
Tonight. Just emotionally. Because the Big Dipper is a single mom.
And he looks up to him.
The giant fork was his dad, but he took off years ago. Never coming back. James, where can people find you? Unless you had something else you wanted to talk about.
I don't know. I don't know where you could.
Adam
Matus, find me. I don't use Twitter, but I have it.
and I just like retweet shows that are upcoming on
like
it.
You have somewhere, yeah, that's what, like where people can come and see you live. You're doing, okay, let's talk about this. June 6th, you're doing the SiriusXM Top Comic with me at the Comedy Mix. We're both on the early show, 7:30. So if you're in Vancouver, come on that Tuesday.
Yeah, and then this comes out this Monday.
Yeah.
Which means tomorrow, if you're listening to this on the day it comes out, there's a show at Granville Island Brewery called Full Pint Comedy that I run right now bi-weekly with Colin Sharp and Ryan Williams. The last one Kathleen headlined, and it was a really good show.
Fun.
It was a really good show, and
they have great beer there.
Great beer, and I feel like it's always been my plan. My plan has always been to have a show that will work in the summertime, and I think the show actually better in the summertime than
because of all the tourists.
Yeah.
So if you're planning on coming to Vancouver for vacation this summer, check it out every other week.
Yeah, just look up Full Pint Comedy.
Full Pint Comedy. You guys do a great job marketing. That's the thing that we never did when I was starting Rooms is we never marketed because it was too expensive. But now it's so easy to just Instagram promote an ad easy.
Yeah, and then I got Colin Sharp, who's just like, find people who live in this area that also like Bill Burr, Louis C.K., Maria Bamford. And
yeah, he's very smart. He's very good at marketing. Very good at marketing. I'm glad we had you back on by yourself without that bitch Sophie.
Yeah.
And
I thought you were going to say that bitch Chris Griffin. But
yeah, or that bitch Chris Griffin. Fuck that guy, too. You guys were dicks to me that show, but I didn't deserve it, actually.
I'm just glad I finally got to do an episode where you can hear me, because those first like three episodes, you didn't know how to work your recording things.
So
they're so quiet compared to everything else.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was doing. That's young podcast Kathleen. Now, I'm supposed to have a sponsor soon, but I'm not going to say them yet because I haven't received anything from them. So if I don't get it from you, we're not going to shout you out.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah, they were talking to you, anonymous sponsor.
Yeah, that'd be funny if I just said their name. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Oh, fuck. Yeah. That's such a Kathleen move.
I guess you plug your shows at the beginning. I was gonna be like, what do you got coming up? You plug them at the beginning of the show.
I don't know. Yuck Yucks gave me three whole fucking gigs this summer. And I won't shut up about it either.
My phone just died. Otherwise, I would have said the shows that I have coming up. But, this weekend I'm in Courtney.
But this weekend this is coming.
No, like when this comes out.
Oh, at the Avalanche?
The Avalanche. If you're listening to this and you live and you live on the island, come to the Avalanche on Saturday.
Christina Walkinshaw and I have an island tour in August in the works.
Yeah, I played the Avalanche when I was in a band, and we opened up for Swollen Members. And I watched Trey Nice get kicked out of Swollen Members in the green room.
Who's Trey Nice?
He was a member for one album.
And he was one of the Swollen Members?
Yeah. He was a black guy from around where I grew up in Port Coquitlam, and he was a member for one album. And him and Mad Child got in a fight in the green room, and I watched him get kicked out.
Are Swollen Members actually balls?
No, just like a dick. Your dick's a member, and
also it's like a boner.
Yeah, it's a horrible name.
What a terrible name for a band. Just as bad as Rainbow Butt Monkeys, eventually Finger 11.
Rainbow Butt Monkeys is a way better name than Finger 11.
Yeah, I agree. And that, you want to know my least favorite song in the world? Well, I'm not paralyzed, but I seem to be struck by you. You know why? Because I was in Grand Prairie when that was popular.
Oh, God.
And everyone had that as their ringtone. Like, I was walking in the Grand Prairie Mall, and it was just like, I was just like, I'm going to kill myself. I called my local radio station and asked them to stop playing that song. I did. I'm a bitch that way.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
Yeah.
My song that haunts me is No Speak Americano from when I had a DJ. When I DJed at a strip club.
Oh, I hate that song.
I used to get it like seven times a night. People come up requesting it. Like, I literally just played it two songs ago. I don't fucking care.
I love Americanos. Yeah. No, the worst song that was out when I was like going out to the bars and stuff, and it was in Edmonton, so it was tons of country bars, was Cotton Eye Joe. They played that song all the time. Now it's just played at shitty weddings, but whatever. Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to mention?
No. I was going to say something dumb, but no.
Okay. Thank you so much for
being. Thank you. This means I love this podcast. I listen to it every single
week.
I listen to every single episode, except I won't listen to this one. This will be the one episode I don't
listen
to.
It's hard to listen to yourself. Yeah, I can't listen to myself. That's why I
sold it. I was just probably spacing out for half
Then you got to listen to this one for sure. It was so lovely having you over. Thank you for coming out. And
thank you for dinner, too.
Oh, you're welcome. That was from Adam, and it was amazing. And I love you, and Kanye West is a piece of shit.